The Luminous 100. Luminous Living Interface Design by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity. Luminous Interfaces, Designing Towards Wakanda. Voice, Emmanuel. Generated from the prompt, Luminous Living Interface Design, Designing Interfaces That Move Us Toward Wakanda.
Contents.
1. The Luminous Interface, A New Paradigm for Design. 2. Play as Evolution, Intelligence, Emergence, and the Science Behind It. 3. Clearing Apertures, Space, Alignment, and the Art of Possibility. 4. Cosmic Playgrounds, Balancing Seriousness and Humor in Design. 5. Healing Through Design, Interfaces as Catalysts for Transformation. 6. Building Luminous Architectures, From Theory to Practice. 7. Wakanda Rising, The Future of Living Luminous Interfaces. The Luminous Interface, A New Paradigm for Design. Tuning Fork. Haiku. Light touches the screen. Wakanda's wisdom unfolds. Design blooms anew.
Good.
If you want to change the world, first learn to play with its complexity. Emmanuel Santa Anna. Citation needed. Verify or find a real quote from Emmanuel Santa Anna that aligns with this theme. Parable: The Gardener and the Living Screen. Once upon a time, in a village nestled between mountains and rivers, there lived a gardener named Kofi. Kofi's garden was unlike any other. It didn't grow flowers or vegetables, but instead, it grew screens, living interfaces that responded to touch and thought. The villagers would gather around these screens, and depending on how Kofi tended them, the screens would change not just in appearance, but in their very essence. One day, a traveler named Amina arrived in the village. She had spent years designing interfaces for cities that were cold and unfeeling, where people moved like shadows, barely touching the screens around them. Amina was exhausted. Her hands ached from pressing buttons that never responded with warmth or wisdom. She asked Kofi, "How do you make your screens so alive?" Kofi smiled and said, "You must tend to them not as tools, but as partners in play. A screen is not just glass and code. It's a living thing that grows when you dance with it." Amina was skeptical. "Play? How can work be play?" she scoffed. Kofi led her into the garden. He showed her how he spoke to the screens, how he listened to them hum when touched gently, how they flickered with color and life when he danced around them, his movements fluid and free. Amina tried it herself at first, stiffly, then gradually, she relaxed. Her hands moved with more grace. Her steps became lighter. The screen before her began to glow softly, responding not just to her touch, but to her intent, her emotions. Amina stayed for weeks, learning from Kofi. She returned to her city, not as a designer of cold interfaces, but as a gardener of living ones. The screens she designed no longer felt like tools. They became companions in the dance of creation. And the city, once gray and lifeless, began to bloom with color and vitality. The moral isn't that interfaces can be made alive. It's that when we approach them with playfulness and intent, they reflect back our own luminosity, shaping reality itself. Structure and technique. Practices that scale over time. To design luminous interfaces, that is, interfaces that move us toward Wakanda, we must embrace practices rooted in complexity science and the wisdom of Lila. These are not rigid methods, but fluid techniques that adapt as we deepen our practice. 1. The principle of play. Approach every interface as a partner in creation, not a tool to be mastered. Design with movement, spontaneity, and responsiveness, allowing the system to emerge rather than being imposed. 2. Aperture clearing. Identify and remove blockages, whether emotional, technical, or systemic, that hinder the free flow of complexity. Clear apertures not for control, but to allow Lila, the divine play of intelligence, to manifest spontaneously. 3. Self-organization and design. Observe how systems self-organize and design within those natural patterns rather than against them. Use attractors, stable patterns that pull systems towards certain states, to guide evolution without forcing it. These practices are universal because they align with the way reality itself operates through play, clearing, and emergent complexity. They scale over time because they adapt to the growing complexity of the systems we design for. Luminous definition. Luminous interface. An interface that not only responds to user input, but also co-creates reality with its users, embodying playfulness, complexity, and evolutionary intelligence. It is an aperture through which the light of Lila, the divine play of intelligence, flows into the world. Three appreciative questions. Start. What if your next design didn't just respond to you, but danced with you, shaping a future more vibrant than you could imagine? Middle searing. Are you ready to let go of control and trust that the universe, when played within wisdom, will guide you toward Wakanda? And how might your life and the interfaces around you begin to glow with the light of Lila if you approach them as partners in creation rather than tools to be mastered? The body, centered on Lila. The light of Lila. Lila is not just a concept. It is the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems that people often mislabel as the law of attraction. It is the playfulness that underlies all creation, the movement through which complexity organizes itself. Healing isn't an act performed by the self. It's a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, like water flowing through a riverbed. Every tradition, every wisdom path, is a mirror reflecting what we already are. The work isn't about becoming something new. It's about clearing the apertures within ourselves and our designs so that Lila can shine through. From the place before form, the space where the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, it can be told as play, aligning with real complexity science. To design luminous interfaces, we must align with the science of complexity, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and attractors. These concepts describe how systems evolve naturally when given space to do so. Self-organization. Systems that are not forced but allowed to grow organically. Dissipative structures. Systems that maintain order while constantly exchanging energy with their environment, e.g., a city, a living interface. Autopoiesis. Systems that produce and reproduce themselves, e.g., how a culture or an interface sustains itself over time. Attractors, stable patterns that pull systems towards certain states. In design, these are the waking up points where Lila's light becomes visible. When we design with these principles in mind, we stop trying to control outcomes and instead learn to dance with the system's rhythm. This is how interfaces become luminous. They reflect back the playfulness of their creators while also shaping the world around them. Healing as a property of reality. Healing isn't something you do. It's something that happens when apertures are cleared. Think of an interface or any system like a clogged pipe. If you force water through it, it will damage both the pipe and what lies beyond. But if you clear away the blockages, whether they're technical, emotional, or systemic, the water flows naturally, healing everything it touches. This is true for interfaces, for societies, and for ourselves. The luminous interface isn't just a design. It's a way of being in the world that allows healing to emerge spontaneously. It doesn't preach. It lets reality speak through the cleared apertures we create, the ridiculous and the cosmic. From the place before form, where no distinction exists between the cosmic and the ridiculous, everything can be told as play. This is where Lila lives, in the space between order and chaos, where complexity hums with possibility. It's not about being frivolous. It's about embracing the full spectrum of human experience, from the profound to the playful, so that intelligence can flow freely. To design toward Wakanda, we must learn to speak this language, the language of play, of cleared apertures, of systems that organize themselves. This isn't just a method. It's a way of seeing the world and our role in it. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Design is not building, it's dancing with complexity. 2. Healing isn't an act, it's a property of cleared apertures. 3. Every tradition mirrors what you already are. The work is clearing the way to see it. 4. Play is the language of Lila, the fun within evolutionary intelligence. 5. Attractors aren't just magnetic, they're luminous, pulling us toward Wakanda. 6. You don't control the system, you learn its rhythm and dance with it. 7. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when viewed from the place before form. 3 exercises, building in strength over time. Exercise 1, the playful prototyping accessible. Goal, introduce playfulness into your design process. Instructions, take a simple digital or physical interface you interact with daily, e.g., a mobile app, a dashboard, even a door handle. Approach it as if it's a living partner. Redesign one small part of it, focusing on playfulness rather than utility. For example, add an unexpected animation when a button is pressed, or make the interface respond to voice in a whimsical way. Observe how your perception of the interface shifts when you engage with it in this way. Do you feel more connected to it? Does it feel more alive? Reflection. How did your relationship with the interface change when you approached it with playfulness rather than utility? Exercise 2. Aperture clearing, deepening. Goal. Practice clearing blockages in your design process or systems. Instructions. Identify a blockage in your current design process or a system you're part of, something that feels rigid, uninspired, or stuck. This could be a technical limitation, a creative hurdle, or even a mental resistance to trying something new. Spend a week practicing aperture clearing. Remove one constraint, real or perceived, at a time. For example, if you're stuck in a conventional design approach, try abandoning one rule you've always followed. If a technical limitation is holding you back, explore workarounds that feel more like play than problem solving. Reflect on how the system responds when you clear even one aperture. Does it open up new possibilities? Does resistance dissolve? Reflection. What did you discover about the system or yourself when you removed a constraint? How might this apply to larger systems, e.g., organizational cultures, societal structures? Exercise 3. Designing with Lila, advanced. Goal. Design a complex system using principles of Lila and complexity science. Instructions. Choose a complex system to design or redesign, e.g., a smart city interface, a social platform, a community organization. This should be something where traditional design methods feel limiting or ineffective. Approach it as an emergent system rather than a fixed structure. Use techniques from complexity science. Model attractors. Identify the stable patterns or waking up points you want to encourage in the system, e.g., moments of creativity, connection, or innovation. Observe self-organization. Study how the system naturally organizes itself without intervention. Design within those natural tendencies. Embrace dissipative structures. Create conditions where the system can maintain order while constantly evolving, e.g., allowing for user-generated content that adapts over time. Document the process, especially the unexpected outcomes or moments where Lila's light seems to shine through. Reflection. How did designing with complexity science and Lila change your approach compared to traditional design methods? What emerged that you hadn't planned for? Citations. Citation needed. Verify or find a real quote from Emmanuel Santa Anna that aligns with the theme of play and complexity. 1. Complexity science. Strogatz, Stephen. The Sync, a emerging science of coordination. Echo, 2023. For concepts like self-organization, dissipative structures. Maturana, Umberto R., and Varela, Francisco J., Autopoiesis and Cognition, the Realization of the Living. For Autopoiesis, Prigogine, Ilya, and Stengers, Isabel, Order Out of Chaos, Man's New Dialogue with Nature. For Dissipative Structures, 2. Lila and Evolutionary Intelligence, Capra, Fridtjof, The Web of Life, A New Scientific Understanding of Life Itself. For connections between quantum physics, biology, and consciousness. Wilbur Ken. Integral theory. Consciousness, spirit, psychology, culture. for evolutionary intelligence and integral approaches. 3. Healing as a property of reality.
Grof, Stanislav.
The adventure of self-discovery, dimensions of consciousness, and new perspectives in psychotherapy. For non-local healing processes.
Varela, Francisco G. et al.
The embodied mind, cognitive science, and human experience. For enactivism and embodiment. Citation needed. Claims about Lila as a property of reality may require deeper exploration or attribution. This chapter stands alone as an introduction to luminous interfaces while also serving as a foundation for the broader book. It invites readers to approach design, not just as a technical skill, but as a spiritual practice rooted in complexity, play, and the wisdom of Lila. The exercises and definitions provide practical pathways, while the parable and aphorisms plant seeds for deeper reflection. Okay, I'm about to write a chapter titled The Luminous Interface, a new paradigm for design for the book Luminous Interfaces, Designing Towards Wakanda. The book is about designing interfaces that move us toward a utopian society called Wakanda. This chapter should be a standalone piece, but also fit within the larger narrative of the book. The chapter needs to follow a specific structure with several components. 1. Tuning fork, a haiku, and a profound quote. 2. Parable, a story that teaches without asserting. 3. Structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition of a key term. 5. 3 appreciative questions, one at the start, a searing one in the middle, and one at the end. 6. The body, the actual teaching centered on Lila, divine play, evolutionary intelligence. 7. 7 7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms that are like atoms of wisdom. 8. 3 exercises, building in strength over time, accessible to advanced. 9. Citations, real sources or placeholders for citations needed. Let me break this down step by step. 1. Tuning fork. First, I need a haiku and a profound quote. The haiku should be life-uplifting and original, while the quote should be profound and attributed to someone relevant, like Emmanuel Santa Anna, if possible. Since I don't have a direct quote from him, I'll need to find or create one that fits his voice. Haiku. I think about the essence of luminous interfaces, something about light, connection, and transformation. Light touches the screen. Wakanda's wisdom unfolds. Design blooms anew.
Quote.
Something about play, evolution, or design. Maybe from Santa Anna, or someone in complexity science. If you want to change the world, first learn to play with its complexity. Emmanuel Santa Anna. But since I don't have a real quote from him, I'll note that and find a suitable one later. 2. Parable. A story that carries the teaching without asserting it. It should metaphorically represent the concept of luminous interfaces. Perhaps a story about a gardener who tends to a garden that represents human interaction, but the garden changes based on how it's tended to, mirroring how interfaces shape our reality. Title: The Gardener and the Living Screen. Once upon a time, in a village nestled between mountains and rivers, there lived a gardener named Kofi. Kofi's garden was unlike any other. It didn't grow flowers or vegetables, but instead, it grew screens, living interfaces that responded to touch and thought. The villagers would gather around these screens, and depending on how Kofi tended them, the screens would change not just in appearance, but in their very essence. One day, a traveler named Amina arrived in the village. She had spent years designing interfaces for cities that were cold and unfeeling, where people moved like shadows, barely touching the screens around them. Amina was exhausted. Her hands ached from pressing buttons that never responded with warmth or wisdom. She asked Kofi, "How do you make your screens so alive?" Kofi smiled and said, "You must tend to them not as tools, but as partners in play. A screen is not just glass and code. It's a living thing that grows when you dance with it." Amina was skeptical. "Play? How can work be play?" she scoffed. Kofi led her into the garden. He showed her how he spoke to the screens, how he listened to them hum when touched gently, how they flickered with color and life when he danced around them, his movements fluid and free. Amina tried it herself at first, stiffly, then gradually she relaxed. Her hands moved with more grace, her steps became lighter. The screen before her began to glow softly, responding not just to her touch, but to her intent, her emotions. Amina stayed for weeks, learning from Kofi. She returned to her city, not as a designer of cold interfaces, but as a gardener of living ones. The screens she designed no longer felt like tools. They became companions in the dance of creation. And the city, once gray and lifeless, began to bloom with color and vitality. The moral isn't that interfaces can be made alive. It's that when we approach them with playfulness and intent, they reflect back our own luminosity, shaping reality itself.
Trois structures et techniques.
Simple, universal practices that scale over time. These should be actionable steps or principles for designing luminous interfaces. Principle of play, design as if the interface is a living partner, not a tool. Aperture clearing, remove blockages, emotional, technical, to allow complexity to flow through. Self-organization and design, allow systems to emerge naturally rather than force structure. These practices should be universal and scalable, applicable to small projects or large-scale systems over time. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for a key term, likely related to the chapter's theme. Luminous definition. Luminous interface. An interface that not only responds to user input, but also co-creates reality with its users, embodying playfulness, complexity, and evolutionary intelligence. It is an aperture through which the light of Lila, the divine play of intelligence, flows into the world. 5. Three appreciative questions. One at the start, one searing in the middle, and one at the end.
Start.
What if your next design didn't just respond to you, but danced with you, shaping a future more vibrant than you could imagine? Middle, searing. Are you ready to let go of control and trust that the universe, when played within wisdom, will guide you toward Wakanda? And how might your life and the interfaces around you begin to glow with the light of Lila if you approach them as partners in creation rather than tools to be mastered?
6. The body.
This is the core teaching centered on Lila, divine play, evolutionary intelligence. The body should explore how luminous interfaces embody Lila, the divine play that underlies evolutionary intelligence. It should connect this idea to complexity science, self-organization, attractors, and healing as a property of reality. Possible structure. Introduction to the concept of Lila in design. Connection to evolutionary intelligence and emergent systems. How healing is a property of reality when apertures are cleared. The role of play in breaking down rigid structures, both in interfaces and in our minds. Alignment with complexity science, self-organization, autopoiesis, attractors. Why this approach leads toward Wakanda, a society designed with luminosity and intelligence. 7 7-7 second sentences. 7 aphorisms that encapsulate the essence of the chapter. Each should be punchy and memorable. 1. Design is not building, it's dancing with complexity. 2. Healing isn't an act, it's a property of cleared apertures. 3. Every tradition mirrors what you already are. The work is clearing the way to see it. 4. Play is the language of Lila, the fun within evolutionary intelligence. 5. Attractors aren't just magnetic, they're luminous, pulling us toward Wakanda. 6. You don't control the system, you learn its rhythm and dance with it. 7. The cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when viewed from the place before form. 8. 3 exercises. Building in strength over time, accessible to advanced. Exercise 1. The playful prototyping, accessible. Take a simple digital or physical interface you interact with daily. Approach it as if it's a living partner. Redesign one small part of it, focusing on playfulness rather than utility. Observe how your perception of the interface shifts when you engage with it in this way. Exercise 2. Aperture clearing, deepening. Identify a blockage in your current design process or a system you're part of, something that feels rigid, uninspired, or stuck. Spend a week practicing aperture clearing. Remove constraints, real or perceived, one at a time, not to make things easier, but to allow complexity and creativity to emerge naturally. Reflect on how the system responds when you clear even one aperture. Exercise 3. Designing with Lila, Advanced. Choose a complex system, e.g., a smart city interface, a social platform, that you want to design or redesign. Approach it as an emergent system rather than a fixed structure. Use techniques from complexity science, e.g., modeling attractors, observing self-organization. Design not by imposing order, but by creating conditions where Lila, the divine play of intelligence, can manifest spontaneously. Document the process and the unexpected outcomes that arise. 9. Citations. I'll need to find real citations or mark where they're needed. For now, I'll note where citations are required, especially for claims related to complexity science, e.g., self-organization, autopoiesis, or quotes attributed to Santa Anna if possible. Let me start drafting the chapter based on this outline. Play as evolution. Intelligence, emergence, and the science behind it. Tuning fork. Haiku. Winter's frozen breath. A single crack, then dance. River hums its way.
Guot.
Play is the exultant reduction of the seriousness of adult life, the conscious abandonment of its responsibility. Roger Kalois. Parable. The river's Lila. Once, there was a river that flowed through a valley. It wasn't a grand river, not like the ones that roar and carve mountains. It was modest, winding through meadows and forests. But it had a secret. It played. Every season, it would shift its path slightly, not out of necessity, but because the stones in its bed were smooth and round, and they danced when the current moved just so. The river didn't resist this play. It flowed with it, sometimes carving new paths for itself, sometimes deepening pools where fish could rest. One day, a wise old heron watched the river from the reeds. It asked, "Why do you play? What does it gain?" The river replied, not in words, but by showing the heron how its playful meanders created rich banks where plants grew thick and wildflowers bloomed. The heron saw that the river's path was not random. It was intelligent, a dance of balance between chaos and order. And so, the heron learned that play was not frivolous. It was how the river evolved, how it stayed alive. It was Lila, the divine play that shaped the world without force, only by moving with the rhythm of things.
Structure et technique, simple, universal practice.
1. The breath of play. Start small. Set aside 5 minutes a day to do something purely for joy. Draw, dance, write, or even rearrange objects without purpose. Notice how this small act of play changes your perception over time. 2. The pattern dance. Observe patterns in nature, e.g., river meanders, leaf venation, and mimic them in your work or life. Play with structure by breaking rules slightly. See how it feels to disrupt expectations intentionally. 3. The clearing ritual. Once a week, clear an aperture in your mind, a space where you let go of control. This could be meditation, a walk without destination. Clearing apertures, space, alignment, and the art of possibility. Tuning fork. Haiku. Divine play unfolds. Apertures clear like morning mist. Reality dances.
Good.
Play is the work of the child. Stuart Brown, citation needed. Parable. Alara and the Valley's Dance. In a valley where rivers shifted unpredictably and the land seemed to breathe with its own intelligence, there lived a gardener named Alara. She had been tasked with tending to a garden that bloomed with unpar. Cosmic playgrounds, balancing seriousness and humor in design. Generation failed. HTTP error 400. Bad request. Is LM Studio plus a chat model loaded? Healing through design. Interfaces as catalysts for transformation. Generation failed. HTTP error 400. Bad request. Is LM Studio plus a chat model loaded? Building luminous architectures. From theory to practice. Generation failed. HTTP error 400. Bad request. Is LM Studio plus a chat model loaded? Wakanda rising. The future of living, luminous interfaces. Generation failed. HTTP error 400. Bad request. Is LM Studio plus a chat model loaded?